The exploration of Mars entered a new phase as Spirit, the first of U.S. twin rovers, landed on the Red Planet last Saturday. The rover can work as a robotic field geologist and can see sharper images, explore farther, and examine rocks better than anything that's ever landed on Mars, scientists at the U.S. space agency NASA said. Spirit, as big as a mini car, is equipped with a suite of scientific instruments that will be used to read the geologic record at the landing site, to investigate what role water played there, and to determine how suitable the conditions would have been for life. It has a special camera at human eye height that can help scientists identify the most interesting rocks. The six-wheeled rover can watch for hazards and move around them. It has a deck of solar panels about the size of a kitchen table for power. It can also drive to the selected rock and extend an arm with tools on the end. A built-in imager, like a geologist's hand lens, can give a close-up view of the rock's texture. Two other instruments can identify the composition of the rock, and the fourth tool, like a geologist's hammer, can scrape away the surface layer and expose the fresh interior of a rock. Spirit will stop at Gusev Crater, a bowl bigger than the U.S. state of Connecticut that appears to have held a lake long ago. Scientists will use the robot's instruments to seek and analyze geological evidence about past environmental conditions in the crater. If special rocks are found on the surface, they may yield clues to whether the crater ever did hold a wet environment that might have been suitable for sustaining life, scientists said.
Multiple choice questions. Number 1. What color is the planet Mars? Number 2. How can the scientists on Earth identify the most interesting rocks on Mars? Number 3. What can give the scientists a close-up view of the Mars rock's texture? Number 4. What is special about the Gusev Crater? Number 5. What can we infer from the passage?